The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is supported in part by listeners like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. Welcome. I'm ready to host The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal, and happy that you are with me. We'll be listening to a lot of things that I've dished up for our adventure in the piano literature. Leonardo da Vinci, an expert musician, by the way, as well as all else, wrote in his notebooks, "Do you know that our soul is composed of harmony?" Well, no, I did not know, and perhaps it's difficult today to encounter a soul composed of harmony. Dissonance, yes. Believe me, I yearn for harmony of my soul and all of the harmonics of our collective soul. Rameau was Debussy's favorite Baroque composer. He loved him much more than Bach, and for good reason, for Rameau is a great master. He was born 2 years before Bach. What's the problem then? Well, Bach obliterated totally the whole Baroque. Let's have Robert Casadesu in Rameau's Gavotte. It will last 6 minutes and 40 seconds, and I hope it's to your liking.
Thank you.
Rameau's gavotte, so finely rendered by the French pianist Robert Casadesus. I'm your host of The Piano Matters. Look at my website, daviddubal.org. I haven't put much on lately. I'm very lazy. But for me, the main thing is my drawings and paintings that you can see. And there's a small amount of them, I mean, compared to what I've done. I've been at it since 5 years old. Not every day, but I am at it. I came to music only at 9 years old when I was given my first piano lessons, when I received that great gift called a piano. But please look at my paintings, and for heaven's sakes, buy them, won't you? I'm a struggling artist. And remember, friends, give what you can to our tremendous station. We give you a feast for a touch of your hand. Let us touch you for some funding so we can continue in safety. I like that because we need to feel secure because we are bringing you art. Granados wrote 12 Spanish dances, each an expert exploration of a Spanish dance form. Jean-Francois Heiser brings to you Tonadilla, the 10th Spanish dance by Granados, and he titled it Danza Triste. Thank you. Danza Triste, the 10th Spanish Dance by Enrique Granados, and I thought it was played very well by Jean-Francois Heiser. Yes, you are right. This is The Piano Matters, heard each week, same time, same station. Eric Satie, that great wit and cynic, said, "What I love about jazz is that it's blue, and you don't care." Bach is coming your way. Every keyboard work he left us is worthy of the highest hands. Everyone tries to master one or two of his perfect two-voiced inventions. Certainly they are played now for us with perfect technique and imagination by Andras Schiff, now called Sir Andras Schiff. And he has let me decide to give you 5 of the 15, and here they will be. Number 1, 6, 9, 8, and 13. Thank you. Andras Schiff put some of his own ornaments in the time-honored two-part inventions. Did you mind? We had last to first number 13, 8, 9, 6, and number 1. I'm David Duval, and stay with us. I have much more to give you. And for 9 minutes, we shall hear Edmund Battersby, a great pianist. On this show, I continue Edmund Battersby's journey through Iberia with one of the masterpieces of the Spanish National School. And it's called Fetia a Seville, Corpus Christi at Seville, a searing work full of fate and beauty, also of extreme technical hazard. Here is Fetia a Seville, played by Edmund Battersby. Thank you. You heard Edmund Battersby in a very special and deeply felt presentation of one of Albanus's greatest works, Vecchia Asseville. Sviatoslav Richter, certainly one of the influential musicians playing the piano. His teacher, Heinrich Neuhaus, said this, "I will learn from Richter until my dying day." It's quite something for a teacher to talk like that. Here is the pianist in sections 3 and 4 of Liszt's second piano concerto. Number 2 is played less frequently than the first concerto, but it's of equal quality. Richter now with the Russian conductor Kirill Kondrashin, London Symphony Orchestra, section 3 and 4 of the Liszt piano concerto, number 2 in A major. Liszt did not give the premiere, but he conducted the premiere. Kondrashin conducting Richter in the third and fourth sections of Liszt's A Major Piano Concerto. Someone once said, it's the life and adventure of a theme. And indeed, it's full of Liszt's very, very original thematic transformation, as he called it. It was a richly riveting performance. At least I thought so. Tell us what you feel. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal. We are now heard by 6¾ billion people. Do you know that recently somebody told me that I'm lying about the number of people listening? Can you imagine such a thing? Me lying. The musicians have gone. The lilacs, which they placed in the vases of jade, bend toward the lutes and seem to listen still. Are people afraid of you? Someone said recently. Well, you know, I'm afraid of you. Oh, my God, I felt. I would never like anyone to be afraid of you. So I fixed that very quickly. So if people are frightened of you, maybe you should fix it too. Schubert is one of the divine luminaries of humanity. He composed many piano sonatas. The early ones, he worked hard on the details of form. Songwriting came much more naturally to him, but the sonata form was what he wanted badly to conquer. Remember, Beethoven walked the streets of Vienna, as did Schubert at the same moment, probably. Indeed, Schubert would eventually compose some of the greatest of piano sonatas in his last year. In his way, not like Beethoven's. He wrote 3 sonatas in A minor, and although the first one, D537, is not performed as much as the others, it is still very fine. A great Schubert player is ready to give us the first movement of Deutsche 537. He is Daniel Shapiro, a Schubertian, and he certainly plays Beethoven fabulously because I heard him in my class at Juilliard when he paid us a visit. He also teaches at the Cleveland Institute of Music, which is one of the nation's finest music schools. Here, the first movement of the A minor sonata, Daniel Shapiro.
Thank you.
You heard Daniel Shapiro in Schubert's A minor sonata D537. It was the first movement, and I thought it was admirably played, to say the least. Gabriel Fauré, 1845-1924, is not to everybody's taste, believe it or not. But those who care for him seem to love him very deeply, thinking Fauré one of the great glories of French culture. The late American pianist Grant Johannesson, born far from France, in Salt Lake City, did yeoman work for the entire canon of French piano music and recorded very stylishly all of Fauré. And here is Mr. Johannesson in the fourth barcarolle by Gabriel Fauré. Fauré adored Chopin, and many of his titles are barcarolle, nocturne, and so forth. We heard it played graciously indeed by Grant Johannesson. I knew him. He was born in 1920. Not sure when he passed away, but I know that this was a true gentleman. The great art aestheticist Bernard Berenson wrote, "Music does various things to me. First and foremost, it liberates trains of thoughts. Then it encourages musing and daydreaming. Best of all, it conjures up worlds of marvelous possibility, conditions of ecstasy, visions of magical radiance, of a universe permeated by divinely intelligent goodness." and of a beyond surpassing all present power of imagination. Only the greatest poetry, Berenson says, the noblest architecture, the sublimest scenery can compete with music in arousing such feelings. And it is perhaps more poignant, more penetrating, more permeating than any of them or all of them put together. It certainly is more transporting. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.